episode of the Nationwide Podcast. I am Ashida Joseph.
And I'm Diara Springer.
And today, we're going to be looking at red flags and green flags in love, dating, and relationships. Now, before we get into the show, we have two very special guests with us here. And we're going to let them introduce themselves before we get into the show.
So, I'm Zoe.
And I'm Tia. And we are... Alike We Think.
Yes, we're a duo, content creators, and most importantly, best friends.
For how much years?
14 years or so. So we are deep in this.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Locked in.
Locked in. Thanks for having us.
And thank you for being here. Sure, we are excited to have you.
Yay.
So we're going to do things a bit differently on this podcast episode, and we're gonna start off with a little game.
Okay.
Red flag, green flag. Oh. So I'm gonna give a statement. Both me and Ashida are gonna give you statements, and then you have to respond with whether it's a red flag or if it's a green flag and what you think is that.
Okay.
All right. Are we ready?
We're ready. Ready.
Ready.
Okay.
All right. First one. Never initiates the conversation. Always wants for you to make the first move. Call first, text first.
Come on.
That's red.
That's a big...
That's the red flag. That's the red.
It doesn't get any more red than that.
No.
Because if it's, you know...
It's a two-way street.
Yeah, literally. So you can't be always expecting one person to reach out or initiate, because then it's not going to work.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I agree with her.
So what about using dating apps?
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
That's an orange flag.
Yeah.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah. Me personally, I never used a dating app before. So
me neither.
I don't want to say yes or no. But I know people that did use the app, and it's been successful for them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you have two sides. Like, you have really successful sides. Because I literally know people that have gotten married you know. From dating apps, but then I've also known people that have literally been like, oh, they're just here for
so, orange.
Yeah.
So then for persons who don't want to use the dating apps, what is a good place for persons to meet people who want to be in a relationship?
That's my go-to. I think right now in this day and age, social media. Just post a little pic.
Yeah, like their photos.
Yeah, we got the tips, okay?
Yeah,
so
you have to.
It's a strategy to
That's how you meet people.
Yeah, it's a strategy.
Okay, the strategy is you have to like their photos, like maybe about 10 of them.
Back to back.
Wow.
So they're like, wait.
Even photos from like 5 years ago, you need to like this photo, and so, they're going to be like, oh, she interested. And then this person is going to slide into the DM.
Yes. And if
it works like a
And then if they don't slide in, you can't be like too upfront. I feel like you have to like respond to their story with something funny.
Yes.
Or like relatable.
Yes. Anything they put up, just be like
quirky.
LOL.
Yeah.
Or
true. True. This time you don't even believe it.
Clap hands. Anything like that to like start a conversation. But just don't go really high.
Yeah, don't
eat.
Oh,
God.
High.
Red flag.
What are you doing? You good?
No.
Come on.
Yellow,
we got to be more dynamic.
Yeah,
throwing a true or, that one is funny. Like something to make them be like,
That's a tip.
But I love how you say social media is the place for you.
Oh,
I also think you have to like go out.
Oh, scary. Just kidding. But
to go out, because I mean, you still need the face-to-face interaction.
Right.
But I guess it starts on the social media, and then you kind of, when you see the person out, you could kind of more...
Or it could be the flip as well.
True.
You could see the person out
and then follow them
on social media.
So then it's like, oh, they saw me and they followed me.
Yes, girls. We're going to teach you today.
But you know, sometimes I always hear people somewhat lose hope, because people think as though if you've gone through the whole school system and you haven't found, you know, your other half yet, it's like, where am I going to meet this person?
No, so life begins at 21, 20, 20. Life begins in the 20s and 30s. Don't give up hope.
Yes, of course, some people have their little, their high school sweethearts and that goes well, but I feel like you know yourself better as life goes on, so then you'll be able to find that person that actually, you know, compliments
fits
you.
Your and adult fits self. You, yeah.
Fits your
yeah.
adult self or yeah. your young adult self.
You in school
self.
And you as an adult.
Yeah, it's completely different. Yeah. 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 Exactly. So don't lose hope.
For sure. So where are some of the places that you can actually go then to meet new people? Because I always say that the dating pool
is my biggest crap. She's literally like social media. She's like Instagram.
Go to Instagram. Go to TikTok. No, just kidding. No, a nice cafe.
Yes. Ooh, nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Good. That's actually a really good, yeah. good one.
You know, we need Caribbean. Yeah. A party. Mm-hmm.
A party. Yeah.
I think that's the main one, but.
I would say so for real. Yeah.
Yeah. But a nice cafe. Just yeah. go on, you know, sit.
Sit and pretend to do something.
Pretend to occupy yourself.
So busy.
Like,
so busy.
But I, you know,
yeah.
still look chill. Yeah. It's art to it.
Yeah, look cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice. Look mysterious.
Yeah. And then there's also like networking events and stuff that yeah. go on. Yeah, yeah, that yeah. you could meet people.
Yeah.
You could meet somebody like going to get food somewhere. True. So it's like just anywhere at a gas station.
You can meet someone at the supermarket. Yeah. yeah like just
yeah.
anywhere. Out. I think anywhere. You need to just go out and live your life and then you will slowly start to, you know.
Yeah, that's somewhere. Another thing. Like when you're looking, you do not find it.
Yeah. When it you're has- not, so that means like everybody has to like not. You're gonna walk around with this.
Don't look for it.
And then yeah.
Making notes,
cafe, sure.
party,
sure. mm-hmm. supermarket, gas station, outside your house.
All right. Next one.
Oh,
so you're dating,
mm-hmm.
but you're not official.
Ooh.
But you're seeing other people.
Oh.
Is it a red flag Ooh. Or a green flag?
Start your day with the Nation News e-paper. Enjoy the accessibility and new upgrades of the Nation News e-paper daily, whether on our mobile app or Nation News website. For added convenience, use our new audio read feature, which reads the newspaper aloud, or look in the archives for any publications you may have missed. Get your news, your time, your way with the Nation News e-paper and enjoy our new upgrades.
I think it is... It depends. Mm-hmm. You have to communicate it with the other person. Once exactly. the other person knows what's going
on. Once everybody on the same page.
It's a green flag.
Like, hey, we dating, but I seeing other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
You could do the same thing.
You could
thing.
Do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if it's like you're not really opening up and communicating yeah. and the person doesn't know that you
and
are.
It's a miscommunication.
Because they might be there sitting home saying you're the only person mm-hmm. and then... When they find out, when they bump into you,
problems.
When they're out with their family and bump into you, dating someone else,
problems, trouble, not cute.
Yeah, so just I feel like you need to just communicate,
mm-hmm.
and that's a green flag. If yeah. you don't communicate and two people are on different pages, red.
You're so smart.
Oh my gosh, thank you. We went to the same school.
Oh, I'm smart too.
Okay,
oh,
yeah. mm-hmm. So you like somebody. You've been studying them for a while.
Okay.
And you shoot your shot first.
That's scary. That's scary.
Wait, okay. scary.
Shooting okay. the shot first?
Yes. It is scary.
Why is that scary, Zoe?
Because you don't want to get denied.
I know.
Like, nobody
I'm
wants to get
rejection.
Denied.
Nothing is wrong with it, though.
Nothing is wrong with
but
it.
But I'm just so scared of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just,
but if you don't do it,
you will never know.
But as we said, there's subtle ways to do it. The liking the picture at 12 o'clock in the morning, 10 pictures back to back. That's
you,
a sign of shooting a shot.
And you kind of like bump into them.
I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've done that a lot of times. Wow. A lot of times.
Sorry, and then you give them an eye. Uh-huh. Or if you're
of course.
And you just like eye them, and then you like look away, and then you're having like so much fun, and then you like look at them again, and then you're having so much fun. Yeah.
Eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
What about girls shooting their shot first?
Okay.
Because sometimes you think the boy's supposed to do it first.
Oh, okay. I think we are in a different generation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come on. Like, we can't sit down and wait for them, like, to shoot their shot. Like, I feel like if you want to, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have I? No. But I encourage
you're
it.
Giving all talk. Yeah, but yeah, agreed.
Yeah, like to a certain extent.
If you're bold enough,
yeah.
like that's fine. Like nothing wrong with that.
I literally know people, like girls that mm-hmm. have, shoot their shot.
Right.
And they've ended up in a full relationship. They just said like the guy was like, yeah, like I was looking at you as well, but I didn't even know like how to approach or mm-hmm. or what's not. Like, go for it. You never know. Like, I feel like you have to go for it.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot. You never know.
Going 50-50 in the relationship.
Oh, boy.
Y'all trying to put me in trouble.
So you, I feel like we have different dates on this.
Oh.
Do we?
I don't know.
Oh, so let me hear your take.
A conversation on it. 50-50. I don't know. It kind of depends. Like, this is during dating. This is
in the relationship.
Fully in a relationship.
Like, you're fully in a relationship. 50-50 or dating, the dating phase?
Fully in a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think 50-50... I don't even want to call it 50-50.
Naturally working out. Yeah. So, like, you're not really thinking about it, but it kind of happening 50-50. Right. Like,
or 75-25.
You know, or, like, 45, you know, 60, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
30, why is that 45?
Oh, God, math lesson break. 40-60. That's what she meant.
Oh, yes, 40-60.
Right.
Yeah, like...
I think
at different moments,
different
it can alter at different moments. Yeah. Like, it could be different ratios at different moments.
Yeah, so I won't say, like, it's a red flag, but so it depends on your person as well, because I'm a very, like, giving person. I guess that's my love language. I like to, like, buy stuff and, like, do things for people and surprise people.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, if I'm not getting back that same energy from my partner, naturally I can feel it. You don't like me. I don't know. 50-50 is okay.
I feel like, with me, I feel like it needs to be just, like, alternating different percentages. Okay. You know, like, when I'm at my 30, you gotta be at your 70, and vice versa. And I feel like that is how it would work out. But you can't just expect, like, it to be constantly, like, at 50-50 or even, like, all at one person.
So, like, if we go to the movies, you could buy the tickets, I could buy the snacks.
Yeah.
Well, I buy it whatever cheaper.
Good one.
Okay, so you're in a relationship. And you message this person. 1 week gone by.
Oh!
2 weeks.
Okay. We won't be in a relationship after
Four
that.
Weeks.
One day can't go by.
Oh, no.
Oh.
1 day cannot go by without, especially in a relationship. 1 day cannot go by.
I'm not into
by.
That new age thing
no
or whatever.
Way.
No. You don't
the relationship is done from the time 12 hours lapse. You have to be on a flight for me to be, like, okay with that.
Yeah,
no way.
So what's the time limit? They have to message you by?
Oh, like, half the day?
Yeah.
To check in? Yeah. And it doesn't, like, it doesn't even have to be much. It could even just be like, I'm busy.
Hi, I'm busy right now. Just say hi.
Yeah,
saying hi.
You know, you're having a good day.
Yeah.
Still doing what I'm doing or whatever. Like, you can't just be not talking to me.
Like, weird vibes.
That's weird. That doesn't make any sense because then you're clearly occupied elsewhere. Like,
And, like, me wanted to talk to you. Well, you don't want to talk to me.
Exactly.
We're on the same page.
Yeah. And on the whole topic of, you know, communication, what about ghosting?
Ghosting. Oh, this is a serious one. This is a tricky,
serious, serious thing. So, what do you want to know about ghosting?
We ghosting in the relationship, or we ghosting before we decide what it is?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, not acceptable, because then what's the point? She's ghost.
Is this a safe space?
Yes, it is.
So,
she's a ghost.
I've been a ghost.
Yes.
Many times. Mm-hmm. I'm not proud of it. I'm so sorry. But it just happened. And let me tell you why. I do not like confrontation. It's not a good reason to ghost somebody, but I don't like confrontation. So when I feel like you playing me or you playing the fool, I can just disappear.
She can just, like,
no
thing it away.
Explanation. But my good friend here, she's
I'm
helping
like semi,
me.
I'm like semi. Like, I'm a semi ghoster. It just depends on the situation. But I believe in communication.
Right.
Yeah.
Communication is key. Okay? Because once everybody's on the same page, then everything's gonna be good.
That's
like
scary.
that's all you need, communication.
Are you guys
ghosters?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, like, I feel like you need to let the person know what you're on. If you're the ghoster, you have to let the person know. And then if you're the person that's getting ghosted, you have to take the hint. And just stop. And just let it go. Take the hint.
Yeah.
Just take the hint.
Yeah. I'm taking my notes.
Yeah.
Sure. Feels like she's speaking directly to me.
I also feel like, too, it's weird because we're in this, like, generation where everybody's always accessible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the ghosting seems like if it's happening because you're so used to being able to text someone and getting communication with them. But back in the day, like, it wouldn't be considered ghosting because you can't even reach them that sort of way, you know?
I write a letter.
Yeah.
And I wait 10 business days. That's how learn and I get the letter.
But I think that's it. Like, I think people need to know that, like, we have our, like, when you're in a relationship or talking to someone, you need to know that the other person has their life, life as well. Mm-hmm. So don't always expect them to always be able to be there.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because you have your own things going on,
yeah.
And you should have your own things going on and not feel the like you don't have someone there because you're so busy doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I feel like once you communicate and say, you know, I'm busy or da da da, that's why I'm not talking, that's fine. But then you always can't expect the person to always be there. Correct. Because if not, you would just be sitting down there, both of y'all just sitting down waiting for each other to talk to each other. That's and right. Like, what's the point? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You touched on it a bit just now, you know, about the generations, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So what are your thoughts on
a big issue.
Modern dating? And is it easier or is it harder from, you know, the past?
Yeah. So, you want to go?
It's like, I think it's both. It's easier to communicate with the person.
Yes, yes.
But it's also harder because it's like so much options and
so much expectations also too. Like for me, I feel like, when we mean dating, we mean like the dates or we mean like dating? Because this is what I mean, like expectations. Like right now we live in an era where you can go online, see what everybody's doing, see what everybody's couple is doing, I think, and compare yourself.
Yeah.
When really and truly you would have been content with the person doing
because what that's what they made did, you happy.
That's what makes you happy. But then because you're seeing it online, you having these like unrealistic expectations for like the situation that you're in. Not saying that you don't deserve big, but you might have really loved that chocolate that they bought because they see the girl getting the 1,000 roses. Oh, all of a sudden, you're really upset with it. So I feel like now you have this expectation because you can see it online. And everyone's flaunting.
Yeah, everybody
and
flaunting.
Stuff. Yeah. Whereas back in the day,
it was just
what was between you guys. Yeah. And like the in-person interaction. Yeah. It was a lot of more in-person
interactions and getting to know the person rather than over the texting.
Mm-hmm. And texting is a real big issue because you don't know someone.
You don't know the tone of voice.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, jeez.
Oh, like you don't know. So you can't assume that, you know, you guys start to fight because you think that the person said it in one way.
Yeah, like why you only say with 1A? What? Like, you hate me? What you saying hey for 1A?
Or what you saying okay?
That's not how you say okay yesterday. You don't like anymore.
Literally. So, like, I think that's, like, it's a little as you said, it's, like, harder and easier in different aspects depending on different aspects.
Yes.
So, looking into the whole modern day aspect, why do you think that marriage or long-term commitments are not seen as important as they were before?
That's a good one.
Because everybody wants to be toxic because these songs and like social media is saying toxic wins, like be heartless, like I think that's what it really is. Like they're not, you know, studying like all of that is fake. Yeah. Like all of that is a persona. Like you be you.
Get
me here.
We are a learning generation and we saw what happened in the past. He was like, I ain't dealing with that. You see what my granny went through?
No, girl. I don't want no parts of that.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it just depends. I don't know.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just depends.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It depends for real.
So, you know, what I'm really getting is that social media can be a problem when it comes to modern day dating. So, of course, it's a blessing, but mm-hmm. it's a curse as well.
Yeah.
So, for persons who are dating in relationships or might just be looking, you know, what would you say to them, you know, to block out the external sounds and just focus on you and that person?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Yeah.
Do a mixture. Don't just focus on, like, the texting and everything. Like, try to spend more time together.
Mm-hmm. For real. That's when you get the realness.
Please do not compare yourself to other relationships, because that is where you get problems.
Because those things are fake. They're going on. Like, you literally have no idea. Like, they might be just posting it to impress.
Yeah.
And this time they're fighting. They hate each other. You need to make sure you like the person and you need to spend time with the person.
Exactly. That should be your best friend. Get to know them. That's the most important thing. And, like, don't feel like you need to jump
phone
right
calls.
Into it.
Like, you can talk on the phone.
Yeah. But you don't always have to be texting.
Remember back in the day? I love how I sound so old. Free calls. And you used to be just lying on your bed. Talking, I gotta go. My mom coming. But like, you have to talk to people, get to know them on a deeper level in person. Sorry for those long distance relationships out there, but like, you still have that. You still need that in person interaction really connect with the person.
Agreed. But also, don't take everything you see online literally. The grass is not always green on the other side.
It's not comparison will thief your joy. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just keep comparing yourself to what you're comparing your relationship to what's out there. You really need to internalize it and say, okay, am I happy with this person and what they're doing without comparing it to what others are going through? Because you never know.
And that's the tea.
Right, yeah.
That's the tea.
Wait,
the nationwide tea there, okay?
Great. Something else has really come out in terms of modern dating, and even from before, there is the whole thing about age gaps.
Oh,
yeah. I think in general, I mean, and this might just be a bias, my own personal bias, but I think women tend to like guys that are older. You know? So what are your thoughts on that, the age gap? Was, you know, too old?
So, I think women like, this is what my mother taught me. Women tend to like guys that are, it don't have to be like much older, but a little older, because girls mature faster
than boys. Literally.
I don't sure these scientific facts behind that, but
I've heard it too. So my mom says that as well.
So I think that's why ladies would
tend to go for older guys.
But in terms of age gaps, what's too old? You know what? Like, in, I guess
when you're young, it seems like if it's such age gap. Yeah. Yes. But then when you get older, it doesn't even seem that bad.
Because think about it, like 18 and 28 sound crazy. Yeah, it is. But 28 and 38 don't sound
sound awful. Yeah.
Right. So I guess it just depends. You should probably like mature a little bit in your 20s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I would say
the gap could get wider. Party years apart.
Yeah, once you're on the same maturity level.
Perfect.
Yeah. Once you're on the same maturity level. I think it doesn't really matter.
But in case I got like an old immature man.
You need to really just check out the level of maturity there. But then also, so sometimes I find like when you're with an older person, they're trying to school you because you know you're younger. And they're like giving you like, you know, advice that you didn't ask for, and it actually just might not even be the right advice. So I find that I know some people that are with someone that's older, and that's what their main issue usually is that they feel like the person is schooling them. So that goes into the same maturity thing. When you feel like if you're on the same maturity, but then they can also work on the flip side, because they could be schooling you and you could be like getting better. You know what I mean? It just depends.
But there's a curveball in here, because I find in modern dating, a lot of women are dating younger guys now.
Because they want to shape them into the man that they want. Help them out from young.
Yeah, Exactly. Yes. So I find that a lot. Even like TikTok videos and stuff that I watch, a lot of people like.
Well, yeah, because there's this trend. There's this trend going along, and it's like, we didn't go to high school together. Yeah. And then you're seeing the age gap, and it's usually like the man younger than the girl in that sense. That's funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a curveball. Something's happening, guys. There's a shift. There's a shift.
The Gen Z, is it? Mm-hmm. They are just, you know, shaking it up. I love it. Shaking it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. We've talked a lot about dating and relationships, but of course, we cannot leave out the single Pringles.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So, what advice would you give to those who are single, ready to mingle, looking for their Mr. Right or Mrs. Right? Mm-hmm.
Ready to mingle. You know,
mm-hmm. What advice would you give to them?
Woo.
What advice would you give to me?
Just don't run. Look.
Run. Stay single forever.
I feel like don't pursue it too much. Mm-hmm. You know, be really, really into yourself. But not too much into yourself that you block out what's happening around you. But like, get into the groove of yourself. Really like embrace yourself. And I feel like when you're so busy embracing yourself, you'll probably bump into the person that is busy embracing their self, and then you can meet, you know,
that's
in
how you can find your person. Like, you don't find your person when you're looking. Like,
you hardly find
it. It literally just happens naturally.
Naturally.
So don't be too hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. This is my advice to you. Don't be too hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't let social media get you down. Oh, God, social media again. Sorry. Yes. I promise I love social media. But
we love it, but, you know.
Don't let it get you down. Mm-hmm. Do some solo dates. Get to know yourself.
And also get out there. Yeah. So, like, do something. Go to a painting class. Go play tennis. Because that's actually when you meet someone when you're going to these things that you would never have met before when you were doing your daily stuff. So, like, step out of your box and just go to something else. And then you might bump into someone. Like, yeah.
So what about the girls who have never been in a relationship and feel as though they're going to be lonely for the rest of their life? Never gonna find somebody to love them. What advice would you say to those girls?
Girl, you're the it girl.
You are a gem.
Do not give up. No. There is somebody out there for you.
Like, yes, the world is way too big.
So. Might not be in Barbados.
So that's why you probably gotta hop on the dating apps.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, don't give up. You know, do you, and eventually somebody will come along, but don't sit at home and wait for them to come knocking on your door. That's weird.
Imagine.
That's suspicious.
Yeah.
But get out there, do you, and when you least expect it, you will find that person.
Don't give up.
Well, thank you so much, Tia and Zoe, for joining us today. It was a pleasure being with you guys.
Oh, wow.
We love you.
Can we come back on?
Yeah,
for sure.
We love to yap. Yes. So bring us back on.
We are yappy and yapper. That's our new name, actually.
I like it. Yappy and yapper.
We love having you guys here. Thank you so much for engaging with us.
Yes, you guys have some really good questions. Yeah. You ladies did really, really, really good.
Thank you so much.
You all look great, by the way.
Thank you.
We tried really hard.
So thank you so much.
Thank you as well. And join us next time for another episode of the Nationwide Podcast.